Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. What is prophesied for 2022 and beyond? Well, I'm not going to talk about the predictions by Nostradamus, about which you might have read recently, because we need to understand that, first of all, these predictions are pretty much open to interpretation, and then Nostradamus wrote them clearly under demonic inspiration, and of course, demons lie. You can never rely on what they're telling you. So according to Nostradamus and the interpretations which are given, in 2022, Europe will be destroyed, will be falling apart, and also the entire Earth will be destroyed through an asteroid. Now let me just tell you, none of that's going to happen. But what is going to happen in 2022? Now let me first of all review with you a little bit as to what happened in 2021, because these developments will continue. First of all, in our weekly update, number 1000, which was published on December 10, 2021, we are talking about what happened in 2021 and in times past. And this is what we are saying. For over 20 years, we have been warning of the prophesied arrival of a worldwide dictatorship. And more recently, we pointed out how the global restrictions and governmental measures in response to the coronavirus pandemic are paving the way for such a dictatorship to form. We have been closely observing developments in Germany, Austria, and Europe, since it is there where the beast will arrive to begin the Great Tribulation. And since he will work in hand and hand in hand with the false prophet, and since there will be a European collaboration between church and state, we have been focusing on developments pointing to such an occurrence. As especially the downfall of the United States of America and Britain, and their hostile relationship with continental Europe have been prophesied, our news articles have been focusing on events such as the Brexit, which we have announced long before it actually happened, as well as more recently, the shaky relationship between the United States and Europe under Bush, Trump, and now Biden, in combination with the catastrophic politics of the Biden administration, accelerating America's demise domestically and internationally. We have been regularly addressing the developments in the Middle East, with special emphasis on Israel, as especially Israel will be in the forefront of the coming fulfillment of end-time prophecies. In addition, we have been watching the growing collaboration between Russia, China, and other Far Eastern nations in opposition to continental Europe, which will lead to a future nuclear war between these power blocks. Now, let me particularly focus on events in 2021. The Rutherford Institute wrote on December 27, "What started out as an apparent effort to prevent a novel coronavirus from sickening the nation and the world became yet another means by which world governments, including our own here in the United States, expanded their powers, abused their authority, and further oppressed their constituents. The national debt exceeded $29 trillion. Meanwhile, the government continued to spend taxpayer money it didn't have on programs it couldn't afford. Businesses shuttered for lack of customers, resources, and employees. And consumers continued to encounter global supply chain shortages and skyrocketing prices on everything from computer chips and cars to construction materials. Owing in large part to the government's deep-seated and, in many cases, top-secret alliances with foreign nations and global corporations, the U.S. entered into a new world order, a global world order, made up of international governmental agencies and corporations. There may have been a new guy, Biden, in charge this year, but for the most part, nothing changed. The nation remained politically polarized, controlled by forces beyond the purview of the average American, and rapidly moving the nation away from the Freedom Foundation. Over the past year, due in part to the COVID-19 pandemic, Americans found themselves repeatedly subjected to egregious civil liberties violations, invasive surveillance, martial law, lockdowns, political correctness, erosions of free speech, strip searches, police shootings of unarmed citizens, government spying, the criminalization of lawful activities, warmongering, etc. Now, this is a summary of this article. There's much more stated there. But sadly, this synopsis does point out convincingly and quite accurately our decline in democracy, in our individual freedoms and liberties, and it will continue to get worse in 2022. Now, what about 2022? There's an interesting article by Breitbart, dated December 24, talking about worldwide peril for democracies. It says, several of the world's free nations will greet the year 2022 under the immediate threat of conquest by authoritarian forces, either through military invasion or subversion from within. The best-known example is Taiwan, an outpost of free market democracy under the perpetual threat of conquest by China. Seizing Taiwan may appeal to Chinese leaders as a bold move that would destroy the credibility of the United States and Europe, frightening other Asian powers into China's orbit because they can no longer rely on Western security guarantees. The death of democracy in Taiwan could threaten its survival in South Korea, Japan, the Philippines, and elsewhere. Also living under the threat of invasion is Ukraine. Ukrainian intelligence believes they could be invaded by the end of January 2022. In South America, there are troubling signs of anti-democratic leftist dictatorships on the rise. Authoritarian powers like China and Iran are increasing their influence in Latin America. Thanks to Biden's reckless abandonment of American military equipment and weapons in Afghanistan, the Taliban is now the best armed junta in the world, with plenty of munitions to spare for sale to other anti-democratic forces. In Myanmar and Sudan, military juntas seized power. Libya is still struggling to hold a nationwide democratic election. 2022 will dawn with democracy in peril. 2021 was a year that saw freedom and autonomy die in Hong Kong. Now, this analysis is sadly very real and very true. Dictatorships will increase. There will be more and more wars and rumors of wars, as well as famines, pestilences, earthquakes in various places, indicating, as Matthew chapter 24 is telling us, the beginning of sorrows. Europeans are no longer willing to rely on NATO and the United States. Arab News reported on December 24. The EU is once again at a crossroads that requires bold decisions. One of the recurring ideas that surfaces among European leaders is the establishment of an independent military force, and that in international affairs it is no longer enough to concentrate on economic and soft power while relying for hard power on NATO, as that organization does not necessarily provide the answers to an increasingly polarized and conflictual international arena. The messy withdrawal of Western forces from Afghanistan in August has sent a clear message to the EU strategists that it is necessary to lead from the front. Whenever European interests and values do not coincide with those of friends and foes alike. Ursula von der Leyen, the current European Commission president and a former German defense minister, is one high-profile proponent of the idea of an EU military force. It is about recognizing that Europe must itself be prepared to help deal with overseas crises, she said, otherwise it will end up having to deal with such crises on its own soil. Now, ultimately, both will happen. But first, a European army will be established soon at the time when we observe the unification of 10 European core nations or groups of nations, including, in all likelihood, Germany, Austria, Hungary, Poland, France, Italy, Spain, and others. And so The Guardian wrote on December 24, the head of Poland's ruling party and deputy prime minister has said Germany is trying to turn the EU into a federal German Fourth Reich. Now, whatever expressions are being used, Fourth Reich, Nazi regime, whatever, current developments and biblical prophecy show that Germany and a leader of German or Austrian descent will indeed lead a united Europe under 10 nations or groups of nations, and this emerging power bloc will by no means be peaceful, will by no means be a democracy. The paradox is that in all likelihood Poland will be part of that dictatorial beast power as well. The Guardian wrote on December 25 that the UK and the EU set to remain best of enemies. It is quite hard to imagine, they continue, a less favorable context for relations between the UK and Europe to be patched up. And so, yes, the relationship between the UK and continental Europe will deteriorate up to a point where there will be military confrontations between these two power blocks. Now, when it comes to Israel, we can expect further military actions between Israel and Syria and Iran, as we have just experienced this week, and of course other Middle Eastern nations, as well as a continuing desire to build the third temple in Jerusalem, combined with animal sacrifices prior to the return of the Messiah. Now, I'd like to conclude with another interesting article, something which sounds really silly and nonsensical, but it's not really that ridiculous upon further analysis. Newsmax wrote on December 26, NASA is reportedly having 24 theologians hired to take part in a program at Princeton University to assess how humans will react if alien life is found on other planets, and how that would impact ideas about creation and God. In 2008, the Vatican's chief astronomer said there is no conflict between believing in God and in the possibility of extraterrestrial brothers, perhaps more evolved than humans. And that same claim was repeated this week by the Catholic Church. Now, if you believe in the blasphemous, ungodly theory of evolution, then yes, of course, everything seems to be possible. But what we must understand is that this whole concept reinforces the notion of the existence of extraterrestrial aliens. And of course, you have these UFO sightings, and much of that is probably imagined, fabrication, natural phenomena. But also, Satan might very well be behind these sightings and experiences because he wants to make sure mankind is being deceived to fight against Jesus Christ when he returns, who is probably being looked upon as an enemy from outer space. This is what is behind all of this, and so we can expect that more and more of these encounters and sightings and experiences will be reported in 2022 and beyond, the more so as we see the Great Tribulation far and fast approaching. You might want to look at Luke chapter 21 and verse 11, which talks about frightening sightings in the heavens. So for more information as to what is going to happen in the future, in the near future, and in the distant future, I ask you to please order our free booklet, Biblical Prophecy, From Now Until Forever. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.